Dear believers, assalamu alaikum.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar.
Allahu akbar.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala kareel al-Muslim, Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sabi'in ajma'in. That is with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praises is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise due to Allah, praise him, I seek his assistance. I seek his guidance and I ask for his forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. All praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise is due to Allah, who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayat. This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise is due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united and has forbidden it to become separated in this clear book. I advise myself first, if I advise you, to have consciousness, awareness, taqwa, regardfulness for Allah, the Most High, and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Jumma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Kulna ihbitu minha jami'an fa imma ya تيانكم مني هدان فمن تبيا هديا فلا كوف إليهم Wellahum, Wellahum, Yah Zanu, Zat Zanu, Smallah, Yah, Yah Zanu. And we say, Salak Allah Wadeen. The expression is as follows: I seek refuge for Allah against the shaitan, the rejected. We did say, down with you all from this, there shall nonetheless most certainly come unto you guidance from me, and those who follow my guidance need have no fear, and neither shall they grieve. We say, surely Allah speaks the truth. Salak Allah Wadeen. This is the 38th ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah. And the Kutbah title is still Get Ye Down, Get Ye Down. And the hadith reporting, narrated by Abbas bin Malik, radiallahu anhu, said that Malik bin Sasa, radiallahu anhu, said that the Allah's apostle described to them his night journey, saying, then Jibril ascended with me to the third heaven and asked for his gate to be opened. It was asked, who is it? Jibril replied, Jibril. It was asked, who is accompanying you? Jibril replied, Muhammad. It was asked, has he been called? And Jibril replied in the affirmative. Then it was said, is he welcomed? What an excellent visit. He is welcomed. What an excellent visit his is. The gate was open and I went over to the third heaven. There I saw Joseph. Jibril said to me, this is Joseph. Pay him your greetings. So I greeted him and he returned the greetings and he said, you are welcome, O pious brother and pious prophet. Again, we begin and we end with praise to Allah. Highly glorified is he. And as I ended the last khutbah that I presented, we were on the second level of the Isra wal Miraj, the night journey of Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I, inshallah, I plan to move forward, but in doing so, I need to make sure that we stay with what is the basic foundation of this line of thought that I've been guided with, and I have in this series, that the biggest understanding that we have to take from is that we are Adam. We are Adam. I am Adam. You are Adam. We are Adam. And Sunday during the Talim, this past Sunday during the Talim, I went over a couple of notes from the khutbah that Imam Mustafa presented. And just for the record, I listen and I pay attention to all those who get up and present. Regardless of what I'm doing, I'm paying very close attention to what's coming across, because I'm a student as well. So, and during the Talim, we went over some of this series as well, as based on the fact that we can make some connections. And we looked at Adam, alayhi salam, the original creation and that original state that it was placed into. And as in sports, you know, in sports, they have this thing called a zone. They're in a zone. When someone's in a zone, you know, sometimes they say the basket is as big as the ocean, or the baseball is as big as a beach ball. It's a feeling that it's so easy. It's so easy. And it really, what it really is just, it's natural. There's no effort in it. There's just something they can just do it and don't even have to spend no effort. It just feels so natural to them. Very little effort to do. So when Adam was placed into the paradise in that zone, that is the zone. The original nature is that zone for us as human beings, where all is well. And it felt so good, nothing was wrong. And this is also where the shaitan found the opening, because it was in that zone that Adam felt like this. But the shaitan, who wanted to get us out of that nature, get us out of that zone, brought something to take it away. And once we are out of that zone, now we are placed into the earth. And that's a sign for us. We look at the physical side of this and we think of Adam in the sense of an intellect. I'm sorry, in the spiritual side, we think of Adam as an intellect, but then we also think of being in Adam as a physical side, in the concrete sense of our beings. And when Allah says that we are a balanced community, we are being told to allow our thinking to be balanced. The creation of the heavens and the earth, the spiritual and the material, we need to find a balance. how we think of us as Adam, in the abstract, in the concrete, in the physical, and the spiritual, we need to find a balance in that. All we do has to have a balance, even in our physical creation. When Allah created us, there was a balance. So we have to make sure that we understand those two points. We have to understand two points. One is that Adam, alayhi salam, according to Imam Muhammad, Raylanu, is what represents the potential of all matter. Represents the potential of all matter. Adam is the beginning of the functioning senses. It's like that seed. Inside of it has all its needs. That is what potential is. That is what potential is. Showing the capacity to become or develop into something in the future. This is what Adam represents. Now, the second point is that on the second level, as we go to the second level, which is the next level, we have Isa and Yahya. We have Jesus and John, alayhi salam, who represent the positive and the negative. They represent the positive and negative in that spirit, in that potential. But do not just think of those words. Do not just think positive. Do not just think negative. Because one is just not positive and the other is just not negative. Think of the duality that we get here. We get up, down. We get rough, we get smooth. We get hot, we get cold. We get the senses that are now ready to engage the material environment. They're ready to engage the material environment. Remember, we've been placed down. Why is it so important for me to go over now? Well, my goal, inshallah, is to tighten up the loose ends before we go on to the next level. Because in the two ideas that I just presented, we have to see all of this as steps, progression, in the life that was created by God inside of us, inside of each of us. And in the commentary book from the Imam, is a quote, "The seven levels of heaven refer to the natural steps of growth that take place in the conscience of an individual. There are seven major prophets in us. They lie asleep in us." Later in the quote, inside of the quote, later in the quote, he also said this later in the quote, "Give Allah gave to all nature's urge for excellence and social maturity." Now, how does something grow? We've been given examples of our growth like a plant. I presented this already. But if we are speaking to a creation that is an intellect that grows in its consciousness, as the Imam said, how can we find the balance? This is needed to fully go into Yusuf, alayhi salam. Joseph, as he's known in other faiths, Adam is inside of us. When we looked at this on Sunday, we looked at the word Adam, A-D-A-M. We understand that's how you spell Adam. But then we also look at the word atom, atom, A-T-O-M. Now, when you're speaking, a lot of times it's like, man, that's an atom bomb. That's an atom bomb. And you hear the same thing. You hear Adam, you don't hear the atom or Adam. You hear the same thing. And that's what it's designed to do. They're spelled different, quote unquote, but they sound the same. So according to scientific understanding, everything that is considered matter is made up of atoms. Everything that is matter is made up of atoms. Now, we also have to take what the Imam said about Adam being the potential in all matter. This is important for us because we use these terms. And though we may know what they mean in some aspect, do we know what they mean in the terms of this subject, of looking at this, in terms of the overall creation that we are to be studying, learning from, and who we are? Matter is defined as the physical substance in general, as distinct from mind and spirit. But in the definition of matter in the verb form, when we look at matter in the verb form, and why does the verb definition make a difference? Because a verb is a word that is used to describe an action, a state or an occurrence. The creation of Adam, alayhi salam, and the placing of Adam into the earth, the night journey of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the first level to meet Adam, to the second level to meet Jesus and John, and the revelation of the Quran to Muhammad, are examples of all that have come to us in what we consider the verbs. Something that is used to describe an action or a state. The original nature that we were in, that we were created in, is a verb. And as I close this first part, matter in the verb form is defined as be of importance and have significance. This is what matter in the verb form is defined as. Allah says to us, look at Kanaka Insana Fi Aksani Takween. Indeed, we created humans in the best of form. We created humans in the best of form. We are created in the best of form. Whether you want to look at it from the concrete physical side or the abstract spiritual side, we should be able to look at them again, both sides balanced. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Amen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Get ye down. The potential of all matter, atom. All matter has an atom. And you can see atom in the question that I posed during the Ta'aleem was, can you see an atom? Can you see an atom? You cannot see an atom with the naked eye because they're too small. The size of an atom is much smaller than the wavelength of visible light, making it impossible to see it even using traditional microscopes. In reality, we're speaking to something so small that you can never see it. There are signs in the creation, there are signs in you. You do not see an atom, but you know it's there. And when I've been presenting that we all are atom, we cannot see it, because we all look different, but atom is there. Atom is in there. Inside each of us, atom, the atom is incredibly important because it is the fundamental building block of all matter. It won't become something without it. Meaning everything in the universe, from the smallest particle to the largest star, the largest whatever, is made of atoms. Essentially, without atoms, nothing would exist in the world as we know it. That is how we have to look at Adam inside of us. Nothing would exist for us if Adam was not inside of us. So when we look at the steps that we're taking in the growth of Adam, we look at it like this. The connections between Adam and Jesus, alayhi salam, are important. Allah says, now indeed we create man indeed we create man out of the essence of clay. That is Allah. Highly glorified is He, making a statement. Wa lakat. It starts off wa lakat. Wa lakat kanaka insana. What our creation is, what the whole creation is. But here in this ayat, Allah is making a emphatic statement. This tells us this is no small thing. It tells us to pay attention to this. You know, I noticed that in the expression, there's a Muhammad Asad. In the expression, he caps, now indeed. And until I was looking at this yesterday and making notes, I didn't realize that Allah desired to let me know it's emphatic. It's a reason why he puts it in all caps. You know, they say when you text and you in all caps, they say you yelling. So when he puts it in, I'm like, why is this? This must be a misprint or something. Now I understand. It's no small thing. The Lord is sustainer of all the systems of knowledge that said that man was created in the best of modes. And now, just as emphatically, man is created out of the essence of clay. Essence of clay. In the expression, that's what they say, in the essence of it, in the expression of it. This sulalatin mintinin. First, the clay, the tin, impressionable. Moldable. Clay is to be used to make something. It's the potential. It's the potential. In another example in the Quran, it's expressed that man created man out of sounding clay like pottery. Why is it described as pottery? Because pottery is made to hold something. Pottery is the process and the products of forming vessels and other objects with clay and other raw materials, which are fired at high temperatures to give them a hard and durable form. Now, vessels are our bodies. Our bodies are vessels. Our bodies are composed of different raw materials. Because in the reporting, it's reported that indeed Allah the Most High created Adam from a handful that he took from all the earth. So the children of Adam come in according with the earth. Some come in red, white, and black, and between that, and you know, they come in thick, thin, filthy, and clean. But he sent the angels down to gather the earth and bring it up. So we're composed of different. We're not composed of just one pile of quote unquote clay. We're composed of differences. And then we're fired at high temperatures. High temperatures. This says us tests, trials. This is the meaning of life lessons. Now the intrinsic nature or indispensable quality of something, especially something abstract that determines its character. So this sulatin, this means to draw out. It means to draw out, extract. We are being created by being drawn out of our vessels. Remember, this is all about the growth. This is all about the ascension. We are drawn out of the earth like a plant. Being drawn out means something is inside of us that has to be extracted. The major prophets are inside of us. They're inborn. From the quote that Imam said, they're inborn. This is telling us that those characteristics have been existing inside of us since birth. This is what we get when we see that essence. It is our very character that is being brought out by the journey we are on. Yes, both our spiritual creation and our material creation. These are our genes. So when Adam is created, now the five senses are now functionable. They're functioning. They're not working yet in the desired way that they're going to work, but they're there. You know, the first thing that everybody should say, you know, if they didn't say, you know, those that have children, but those that do have, inshallah, have children, the first thing they always say is, I'm looking for 10 fingers and 10 toes. They're looking to see if everything's there. So the five senses are there, but we're looking to see, are they all there? Are they ready to function? Are they ready to start to be a benefit for them to begin to work? They need to understand their roles. What functions do they have? Now, this is what we get when we go to the second level, the duality. Engaging the environment with the five senses. This is like an objective reality. The senses are not influenced by anything. The senses are not influenced by anything on this second level. There are no feelings. There's no opinions. Now, and please keep this in mind that we still have the enemy of man. We still have the enemy there who wants dysfunction of those senses, who wants to have that influence over them. And I've said this, that the first influencer is the shaitan. And I thought about this. What do they call those on social media? When you're on social media, you're on Instagram. I'm not on TikTok, but you're on Instagram and all these other things. The first is you're the influencer. You're a follower. They call them followers. You got a page. You got a bunch of followers. There is the influencer, and then there is the follower. Why does Shaitan use this tactic? Because in the paradise, in that original state, he said in the Quran, and he swore to them, indeed, I am to you from among the sincere advisors. What do influencers tell you? Because there is a stage in us that is in that discovery stage. So you're learning to use what we've been given. You're learning to use what we've been given. This is what influencers say. Oh, you can trust me. I know what I'm talking about. I got your best interest at heart. So we have to learn how to use these senses. We have to learn how to differentiate the duality, to see the differences in things. That intellect that we've been given, we have to learn how to use it. It's better than anything that Mac, Linux, Android, anything, Windows, anything come out. It's better than that. But we need training on how to use it. So Adam, to maybe help better even understand this, it's like that baby. It's like that baby that is awakened now outside of that state, outside of the womb. Remember the quote, they lie asleep in us. Now, with the creation of Adam, it is now time to begin the process of drawing them out. How? Allah gave to all nature's urge for excellence and social maturity. Inside of our creation is nature's urge. Naturally, we do not just stay in the place of the creation of Adam in the five senses. Naturally, there's a progression. Naturally, we want to do more. We want to get to the next level. We begin with that introduction of now engaging the material world. And we go back to the baby who has now become a toddler. And when it can now start to move, it can start to move around. It starts to reach for things. It starts to put things in its mouth. Well, that is because now it's engaging their world. It is how we can explore our surroundings. It is the way to begin the process of learning about the world that's around them. This is why when it's a bad taste, you can see it make your face. Who can remember when they tasted a lemon and how they puckered up? Now, for me, I love lemons. I don't know when I started loving lemons. I still love lemons. But I've seen some babies touch lemons, and it looked like they didn't taste the worst thing in the world. That face. But the majority of toddlers, that face they make is priceless. When they learn shapes, it's the function of the five senses being programmed. See, we thought that Jesus and John just meant one thing. It means a lot of things. It is that nature inside of us that has the urge to want to know. Right? The maturity is experience. You learn by doing this. This is what we've been told. You learn by doing this. You learn by doing that. Experience is how you learn. But you cannot do finite math without learning about what a number is. You can't do finite math if you don't know what a number looks like. This is a stage on the second level in the night journey. See that that's how another pronunciation in the Quran is Sulayla is the process of evolution. And the root is this Sala is the root. It's the process of evolution. Starting from an inorganic state to the organic state. This means we go from a dead state to a living state. In the abstract and in the concrete, remember, it's being drawn out. What is inside of us comes in that original state. That original nature has to be drawn out of us. Now, Allah and His Messenger is calling us to what? That which gives you life. This, as we see it, that baby now it doesn't just know what it's grabbing, doesn't know what it's tasting, but it's using what it has. The tools that has been given, the five senses are the tools. And on that second level is where we gain a discovery phase. What do we say? We say, wow, that's a busy baby. Everything, always into something. Even at the toddler stage, we still say that's a busy baby there. They develop into who they are. They start to like and dislike things. Not because they know. Why? But they remember in that duality stage that if it was smooth, they like it. But if it was rough, they don't want to touch it again. If it was cold, they might touch it. But if it's hot, they don't want it. They learn, oh no, don't touch that. There's no rhyme and reason why, but that's how it is. So now we have the Adam giving us that is giving us the creation in a state of development. And Esau was known to do what? In the Quran. So she pointed to him. They said, how can we speak to one who is in a cradle as a child? Yaqya was known as a wise child. So child in the language, there's C-H-I-L-D. And then there's C-H-I-L-D-E. Now, C-H-I-L-D-E means a nobleman's son who had not yet attained knighthood or who had not yet won his spurs. Then we have child in the language that they give us in English. And all it says, they drop the E and it means a human being between infancy and puberty. So what are we getting when we see it? Are we getting one who's been created with nobility? One who created with honor, who's not yet the finished product, but is being drawn out? Are we dropping the E, which is not, it's not a bad description, but it's just not giving us the full understanding of what it should be. The Imam again, Rocky Line, he said that the challenge before the second Adam is a world that has been deceived, a world that has been made superstitious, ritualistic, and irrational. This is telling us that we have challenges that will be faced as we approach the second level and as we leave the second level. The child we become matters. Those years, in a sense, when we look at it from that standpoint, those years make the child. And in our thinking, it's still there. The child who has yet to become attained his knighthood. Attained his stature, attained that one high level yet. And as we close, remember, our lives are potential. Yes, even at the age you are, there's a saying, and it's not our saying, but it's a saying, says, God's not finished with me yet. Well, this is what our lives do. We're not finished until Allah has finished it for us. Or because of the warning, the command to stay away from that tree. Once we decided to be with our free will that we've been given, that we do not want to allow what Allah has set us up to grow with. Because there's no growth with a closed mind. There is no growth when we have decided we do not want to be influenced away from we want to be influenced away from that original nature. An original state. There's no growth in that. This is what Get Ye Down is telling us. It is a warning to keep us down. It's a warning. Don't be kept down. And there's a line in a song that I like, and it says, "I'll never tell you to get down. It's all about coming up. I'll never tell you to get down. It's all about coming up." This is what get ye down means to me. Yes, we've been sent down, but it is so that we come up and we return back. And inshallah, I'll have more on the next Qabah. We'll move to the next seven, the next level, inshallah. Yusuf, level, heaven number three, get ye down. Now, inshallah, gives them the benefit of the day, which all praise is due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana taqabbal minka as-sami'u al-'alim. O our sustainer, accept thou this from us, for verily thou alone art all-hearing, all-knowing. Ameen.